This is breaking right now. I've got a very good source with the family, with the DJ Ferguson family. So we're trying to get the dad on. We've been, let's say, about the last 45 minutes, I've been trying to get David Ferguson on. The reason why he hasn't been able to come on, he really wants to come on, is the family pushed for a mechanical pump to try to get buy him a little bit more time. So here is what I got. This is from within the Ferguson camp, the Ferguson family. Not a family member, but someone who knows them and is supporting them and with them. Jeff, I've been with the family for the last 2 days. Heart update. DJ had a successful, I don't know what this means, LVAD surgery, which is a mechanical pump that will give him more time. DJ and the family thank everyone for their prayers and support and ask that you send only love at this time. Now, listen to this. The haters have been relentless. And the... Oh, you got the father on? The mother and the father. Wow, okay. And the family are in shock at the divisiveness of what's happened to their son. Okay, joining us now are DJ's parents. I know David. I don't know the name of the mother. Can you get me the name of the mother, please, E-double? Okay. David Ferguson. And ma'am, I'm very sorry. I wasn't told your name. What is your name?
Tracy.
Tracy. David, Tracy, thank you so much for coming on the Kuna Report. And I want to ask both of you right away, because my audience is extremely concerned. How is your boy doing? How is DJ doing?
He's post-op this morning. And so we get updates every, you know, we haven't received an update this morning, but he was doing good last night. The surgery went well.
So he has a mechanical pump?
He does. His heart began to fail 2 days ago, and they had to do the LVAD.
Okay, and they say it's going to postpone. I mean, it's going to prolong his life. Have they told you how long it's going to prolong his life, ballpark?
Between 2 and 5 years. 2 months and 5 years.
2 months and so, 5 years. So it's bought DJ a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the good Lord.
Yeah.
Thank the good Lord.
It's the bridge, yeah.
I've got to ask both of you, what do you make of the decision by Brigham and Women's to deny your boy a heart transplant simply because he refuses to take an experimental jab that we know for some people causes adverse reactions like heart inflammation, which would kill your boy instantaneously?
Right. Well, that's been his, since he's been in cardiac crisis, that's been his concern. When they started speaking of transplant, you know, I think the frustrating thing DJ kept reiterating is, please give me the proof that this is not going to harm me.
Double, blow the break.
And I will, you know, if you can prove to me that this vaccine won't further harm me or take my life, then I would do it. But they can't provide that. And it's the saddest thing is they're choosing policy over patient. And it's not the doctors or the nurses. This is driven at a higher level, this policy of have to receive a vaccine for a transplant.
So this, you're saying this came from the top. This came from the administration. This wasn't the doctors and the nurses.
No, because the doctors and the nurses, from what I understand, do not put the policies in place. It's at a higher level. And the policy is all transplant patients must have the vaccine. So DJ said to the doctor, so you're going to let me die if I don't get the vaccine, and they said yes.
They openly said it? They said yes?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. God, these people are sick. This is sick.
Yeah, and the family is having a really hard time because of our situation, and the media has reported the opposite of everything that we interviewed yesterday. Nothing that I heard this morning is what I said. They took everything out of context and reporting lies.
Tracy, David, I'm up against a hard break. I can't blow the break. Can you please hang on for a couple minutes and we'll come right back to you? Could you do me this immense favor, please?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I want to go straight to a hard break. I want to come back with the parents of DJ Ferguson. Don't touch that dial. 820 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868. Okay, I want to go right back to David and Tracy Ferguson. They are the parents of DJ Ferguson. We've got at least some temporary good news. DJ was given a mechanical pump. The operation apparently was a success. This is going to prolong his life, they say, for at least 2 months, maybe even up to 5 years. Fingers crossed, God willing. He is a 31-year-old father who was denied a heart transplant. He was number one on the list simply because he refuses to take the jab. And as Tracy Ferguson, the mom, told us just before the break, when DJ asked him, "So if I don't take the vaccine, you're going to let me die?" Their answer was yes. Right to his face, yes. Tracy, I want to get back to the last point you made before we got cut off by the break. You said that the media interviewed you, interviewed David, and yet the stories that they're filing today are almost the exact opposite of what you told them. Can you please elaborate?
Yes. Well, I mean, everything that I said, they've put it out of context and they've chopped up my words and put them in sentences that they generated and made it, DJ look so bad when the he's an informed patient. He did his due diligence. He simply asked the doctors, "Please prove to me that this vaccine will not hurt me and that it will help me. If you can prove that to me, my heart is swollen. I am in cardiac crisis. I have had a blood clot. I am reading that this is adverse reactions to this vaccine. I have all of those. Tell me that this vaccine will not hurt me or even take my life." And they could not. They said it was policy, not procedure.
In other words,
he was not number one on the list. He was at level two in his cardiac. They have a process, and he was in the middle of the process. The process was he was accepted and approved to the transplant list. And he was made inactive on the transplant list when he did not get the vaccine.
Incredible. Incredible. Look, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but was this political?
It all feels political. It feels, the doctors and nurses at Brigham and Women have been fabulous. This is coming from a different place. I don't believe that the doctors that care for patients write policy for the hospitals. This is the third hospital that DJ has been in, and we have felt the pressure of the vaccine from all three hospitals, and he's in cardiac crisis. He's an informed patient. He has done his due diligence, and it's his decision. Why would he do this on an already compromised heart?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. David, I want to ask you, I've been told that you even volunteered, this to me is incredible, you volunteered to give your own heart to your son, but that you can't because you're suffering from cancer, correct?
Yeah. I've got, I'm going to, I've got about 6 months left to live. And if I could donate my heart to my son, I would. It's that simple. I'm sorry. I love my boy that much. And I know it would be going to a good cause. And I know who would be using it. That's for sure.
Oh, David, I'm so sorry to hear about your cancer.
That would be a legacy. I love my boy. I love my family. I want to know my family is going to be taken care of when I'm gone. I don't have much time left. And this hate and this division and this whatnot is just actually, it's insane. What we need is love and unity. It is not left versus right here. This is good versus evil. This is do the right thing. This is insane, the division and the crap that's going on with our society, when all we need is love and understanding to get through this.
David, if you don't mind, and if I'm getting too personal, please tell me, what kind of hate, when you say hate and divisiveness, you mean the attacks on DJ, supporting Brigham and women, saying that they should have taken him off the heart transplant list because he's unvaccinated? Is that what you mean by the hate and the divisiveness?
It's beyond that. It is deeper than that. Anti-vaxxers, vaxxers, liberal conservatives, it's division. The people who are making these policies and whatnot really do have no problem with looking at our society and almost encouraging the division and separation, black versus white and whatnot. You know, they live and thrive on that.
David, you've been quoted as saying you're so proud of your boy. Can you just, for the audience, tell us, why are you so proud of DJ?
Because he is standing on his principle and his integrity, that he's got the heart of a lion, and he has his own sense of individual self-worth, and it's not corruptible. My boy is not corruptible.
How is Heather doing, his partner? How are his children doing?
She's struggling horribly. Horribly. She's pregnant. She's got my two grandchildren. Her man is in the hospital clinging to life. And yet, on social media, they have people berating her, making her and her, my boy, look like hillbilly idiots because it suits their narrative. It's rather disconcerting to me. And it has caused even division within my own family, within my own children. The simple fact that the pressure of social media and all of this crap, when the thing should be unifying, we should be supporting DJ. We should be supporting where he's at, regardless of what the world thinks and what they think of us.
David, Tracy, I've got about a minute left, and I want to give it to both of you. What do you want to tell the audience the country and the world. What do you want to say?
Thank you for all of the prayers and support from people that are understanding and can see through the fake news. And we thank all of the support we're getting at our GoFundMe and the GoSend.
Give, Send, Go DJ's
Heart. Yep, Give, Send, Go DJ's Heart site. People are fabulous, and we just need to focus on the people that are sending prayers and well wishes.
I have faith in humanity down to the basic core. I have faith in us, and love will see us through this. Love conquers all. Have a heart and support DJ. He's got one hell of a road ahead of him coming up shortly.
David, Tracy, I want to thank both of you for coming on the show. Please tell your incredible boy, DJ, that he is a hero, that he is a man of immense courage and immense principle, and that I and so many admire him, and we are going to watch over him, and we're going to stand behind him.
Thank you so much.
Both of you should be immensely proud. You have an incredible boy there.
Can save the world.
Yes, thank you.
God bless you both. David, Tracy, thank you so much. God bless you.
You as well. Thank you.
Take care. Take care. Oh, I got to tell you, that was one of the most, this is one of the most gut-wrenching interviews I've ever done. Anyway, you heard the parents. You heard what they said. Your reaction next.